Today's daf is Yevamos daf Tzadi Vav, and we are up to the last full daf here in the 10th parak of Yevamos. Again, this week's shiurim are sponsored L'Refuah Shalema Gedalia ben Malka Yuta B'Tok Shar Chalei Yisrael Yishuvi Zocher to a R'fuah Shalema B'Karof. So we are Tzadi Hey Amebeis in the sugyas of related to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. If you remember, we had in the Mishnah on Tzadi Dalet Amebeis, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which was very unclear what case he was referring to. Rabbi Yossi said that any case which a person causes problems, the action causes problems for others, causes problems for himself. And any situation which doesn't cause problems for others does not cause problems for himself. That was Rabbi Yossi's statement. Kol sheposel al de'acherim, posel al de'atzmo. V'kol she'ein posel al yede'acherim, eino posel al de'atzmo. So what was he referring to? What case did he mean? So the Gemara said, if it just means this last case of the wife and the wife's sister's husband who went out to Medina Sayam, and there was a report that they both died, and it ended up that they both were alive. So if that's the case, and Rabbi Yossi is saying, well, there should be the same din for both of them, meaning if the husband could get remarry or go back to his original wife, so then the wife's sister should be able to go back to her husband, meaning if that's his claim, so the Gemara says it doesn't fit into the Lashon though. Why? Because he says both, kol she posel and kol she eino posel. If he's saying they both should be usher, so then he should just say kol she posel. If he's saying they both should be mutter, so then he should just say kol she eino posel. So what case is he talking about? So the Gemara has two dayas. We did one yesterday, and we're going to get to the other one now. The first day that we did yesterday was Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says the two lines of Rabbi Yossi are going back to the first mission in the parak. And the two cases he's referring to is to where she got married based on the testimony of one witness, where she got married based on the testimony of two witnesses. And therefore, in the case where she gets married based on the testimony of two witnesses. So we'll see the Tanakhama first. The Tanakhama says it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference is if it, she got married based on the testimony of one or two witnesses. The carbon is different. Whether you're chayav a carbon is different. Right? If it's by bezdin, because of it ain't echad, you're pater from a carbon. And two edim, you're chayav a carbon. But in terms of going back to the original spouse, so there's a chiluk, meaning this man could go back to his wife, but the woman cannot go back to her husband. And the Rabbi Yossi argues on that. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's alpi eid echad versus alpi two eidim, it should make a big difference. Alpi bezdin, which causes problems for her, so causes problems for him too. He should be usher to go back to his wife. It's one package deal in this case. And alpi eidim, which does not possible others, then it can be mutter. So that was all Rabbi Ami. Again, the two cases referred to by Rabbi Yossi are the cases of one aid versus two aidim. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha has a totally different shot. Third wide line is where we're starting. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, La'olam ha-seifa. Really, it's all referring to the seifa, which means eid echad. It's referring to a case where there's one aid that testifies that the wife died or that the wife's sister's husband died. What are the two lines that Rav Yossi is referring to? Hada azli arusaso vagiso, hada azli ishto vagiso. The question is, was he fully married to his wife or not? Right, his wife's sister's husband, they were married. But what about him? Was he married to his wife or not? Was it nisuin or was it only kiddushin? That's the difference. V'ka'amar Tanakama, and the Tanakama holds loshna ishto v'giso, v'loshna arusaso v'giso. The Tanakama holds, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Eishes giso asira. The case, his wife's sister's husband. His wife's sister is also to her husband. That's the first Mishnah in the Perek. Right? Eishes shalach b'ilav dinas hayam. And all the kenasos go through it. She wasn't daiku mintzava, etc. So it doesn't matter if it was kiddushin or nisuin. Vishto sharya. And his wife is going to be mutter, as we described yesterday. Why it is that in one direction it causes more problems than the other direction. V'ka'amar le Rabbi Yossi, and that's what Rabbi Yossi is going on. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there should be a distinction between if he was only mekudeshes to his wife, or he was totally married to the wife. V'ka'amar le Rabbi Yossi, ishto v'giso, if he's fully married, d'leka l'mei martzno havi le b'nisuin. So, nobody's going to say, as we discussed 2 days ago, there was a tnai, either because it's impossible or because it's very unusual, so people aren't going to say Tzna Havilei B'Nisuin, and therefore everybody will realize that he was married to the sister, and now he lived with the sister. He lived with his wife. So now he lived with the sister because he thought his wife was dead. So nobody's going to think, oh, this is really a marriage, because you originally had Nisuin to the first woman. So nobody's going to think anything about the second, that, oh, and if we allow them should we allow her to go back, and we don't require a get, nobody's going to think anything, because they're going to realize the second marriage, in quotes, is not really a marriage. It doesn't cause any problems for anyone else, so then ain't opposed to ali de'atzmo, though it shouldn't cause any problems for him, and therefore it should be mutter. Arusaso v'giso, but if he only had arusin to his wife, and then the report again is that his wife, his mu'ureses, and his wife's sister's husband died, and then they come back. In that case, arusaso v'giso, de'ika l'mei martzno havelei b'kiddushin, people might start talking and say maybe he made a t'nai on the original kiddushin, and therefore that marriage wasn't a marriage. Maybe the t'nai wasn't fulfilled. So he was really married to the sister. If he was really married to the sister, he's going to have to give a get just in case, so people don't think that a marriage ends without a get. So it does affect the other woman. It affects his wife's sister because he's going to have to give her a get, and that's going to affect the marriage. So it's posel because now it will be, people will say he's being machzir grushaso misha nisseis. Meaning, what are people going to say about his wife's sister and his wife's sister's husband? People are going to think that she got a get from him, and now the husband that went out, that came back, is now marrying this woman after she married somebody else in between. So therefore, that's going to be asur. So aposai de atzmo. So just like it's going to cause problems there, it should be problems for him as well. So 2 days in the Gemara, what Rabbi Yossi is referring to. Is he referring to, in his two lines, one Eid and two Eidim? Is he referring to Kiddushin versus Nisuin? So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yossi. Shmuel says the Halacha is like Rav Yossi. Which Rav Yossi? We don't know yet. But Halacha is like Rav Yossi. Maskevla Rav Yossi. Meaning what? Rav Yossi says the dinim should be equalized. It's not fair. If it causes problems for the other case, it should cause problems for your case. Which case is he talking about? Those are the 2 days here, Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Keep in mind, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's svara has to do with people thinking there was a t'nai b'kiddushin. That's the key point to know for the next line of the Gemara. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's explanation of Rav Yossi has to do with the fact that people are going to think there was a t'nai b'kiddushin. So let's keep that in mind. Maskev la Rav Yossi, umiyamar Shmuel hachi, kit Shmuel have said that halacha is like Rav Yossi. Meaning, and the problem is going to be Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's version, as we'll see, so we'll just foreshadow now. Can Shmuel really say that halacha is like Rav Yossi, and therefore you're worried about people thinking that the Kiddushin was al Tanai and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled? Is that what he really says? From the following Machlokas, we'll see that Shmuel is not worried about people thinking that the Kiddushin was al Tanai. That's going to be the Kasha. Umiyamar Shmuel hachi v'ha'itmar Yevama, a case of Yevama, Rav Amar harihi ke'eshes ish. Rav says we treat a Yevama like an Eishes Ish. Ushmuel Amar Eina Ke'eishes Ish. Very general statement. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to have 5 Pshatim, but the first one is going to be the Kasha. Right, what does that mean? That a Machlokes, it sounds very fundamental. A topic we've discussed 20 times already in the Masechta. How do we compare a Zika Liyibum and a marriage? So, what's the case of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? The Amar Rav Huna Kigon. Shekidesh Achiv Es Ha'isha. A man does kiddushin to a woman. V'halach lo l'medina sayam, and he goes out to sea. Sounds like Kate in the first mission in the parak, right? A woman whose husband goes out to sea. But here it's different. Why? Who does she marry? She hears her husband dies, so she marries her husband's brother. She does yibum. V'shama shemes achiv. So we haven't had this case yet, where a man does kiddushin with a woman, goes out to sea, and then, because the report is that he died, so she does yibum. So, Va'am Avanasa is Ishto. So what's the case? The Rav Amar, Harehi Ke'eshes Ish. She is like an Eishes Ish, and therefore, when the brother, her original Mekadesh, comes back, she cannot go back to him. Va'asura li'avam. She is Asura to go back to the Yavam. The Yavam here is referring to the first husband. Not really the Yavam that she just married. It's the original husband that went out. That's what the Gemara is referring to, the husband. Why? Because people are going to say, Shema Yomru, No say Eishes Achiv. People are going to think in this case that there was a marriage of Eishes Achiv. Look at the Rashi. Rashi explains, what's the Svara of Rav? Rav says, Harehi Keishes Vesur Eliyavam. So Rashi says, if this would have been a case of Nisuin at the beginning, so then everybody would agree, no problem. Sixth line or so, sixth wide line in Rashi. Shil Mali Nasa Rishon Travayu Modu Dumuteres Lachzerlo. If the original marriage had been Nisuin, everybody would agree that he could go back to, she could go back to her first husband. There's no chash that people are going to think, oh, machzer grusha, so, because everybody knows that she wouldn't have married Grushas Achiv. Right? Everybody knows that halacha. But Kidesh maybe will think that people were going to say there was a Tanai, and therefore the Tanai was a Mikuyam, and Muteres to the Sheni, and therefore if we allow her to go back, maybe we'll think she's leaving the Sheni, going back to the Rishon, and marrying Eishes Achiv. Right? There was no divorce. So we're worried about the Kiddushin case because of the Tanai. That's Rav Shita. Hare hi ke'eshes ish, u'shmuel amar, eina ke'eshes ish. And Shmuel says, no, not like an eishes ish, v'shar yaleh. We're not worried people are going to think this. People are going to know that if, even by Kiddushin, it was a total mistake, people can't marry Grushas or Eishes Ach. Even the first thing, the whole second marriage, in quotes, must have been a mistake. Question mark. But what do you see from there? Rav is worried about Tanai. People are going to say there was a Tanai b'Kiddushin, and therefore we cannot allow them to get remarried. And Shmuel's not worried. But we just said Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. And according to the second shot of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbi Yossi was based on this svara of people are going to say that there was a Tanai b'Kiddushin which went unfulfilled. So that's the question. So answers the Gemara, simple. Omar le'abaya, umimai, dechi omar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha k'amar. Who says Shmuel was holding like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's version of Rabbi Yossi? Dilma ad Rabbi Yami k'amar. Maybe he was holding like the other version of Rabbi Yossi, which had nothing to do with the Tanai b'Kiddushin. It was just about one witness versus two witnesses. Right, going back to the first Mishnah. So, no kasha on Shmuel, because he could be holding like the other Rabbi Yossi. Or now the Gemara says there are four other ways that you could explain Shmuel's statement of Halacha k'Rav Yossi and not have a stira with this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. Ve'inami bid ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and even if you want to say Shmuel is referring to the second version of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's version, mimai da'aposel. Remember, Rabbi Yossi made two statements. He said if it causes problems to others, it should cause problems to you. If it doesn't cause problems to others, it shouldn't cause problems to you. So who says, when Shmuel says Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says he's referring to the line of, if it causes problems to them, it causes problems to you? Maybe he doesn't hold of that line. Maybe he only holds of the other line. V'dilma a'eno posel. Maybe he's only referring to the line of not causing problems. But you're right, if it does cause problems, he would say. He would agree with, he would not agree with that line, as he says in the Machlokas of Hare Eina Ke'eshes Ish. Inami, or instead of changing Shmuel's statement of Halacha k'Rav Yossi, maybe there are other explanations of the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Right, when we have a stira. Shmuel says Halacha k'Rav Yossi, and he argues with Rav in a case of Harehi Ke'eshes Ish. So we either have to modify one or modify the other. So the first answers of the Gemara were modifying one. What does he mean by Halacha is like Rav Yossi? Well, now the next couple of versions is, what does he mean by the machlokas Harehi Ke'eshes Ish? So Inami, top line, says the Gemara, Mimai de Isa l'Rav Huna, who says that we hold like Rav Huna's explanation of the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Dilma lesa l'Rav Huna klal, ubid Rav Amnuna kamiflagi. Maybe when the Rav and Shmuel argue whether Yavam is like an Eishes Ish or not, it has nothing to do with a marriage and going out, Medinas Hayam, nothing to do with that. What they're talking about is the Rav Hamnunas din that we've had a number of times already, and that is, what happens if a Sumeris Yavam marries out? Says the Gemara, Kamiflagi b'Rav Huna Kamiflagi, Dam Rav Huna, Rav Hamnuna, Sumeris Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyavama. Sumeris Yavam, that is Mezana, she's Asura to the Yavam when she marries out. The Rav Amar Harehi Ke'eshes Ish, U'mifsala Biznus, U'shmol Amar Eina Ke'eshes Ish, V'lo Mifsala Biznus. Meaning, do we compare if that Shomeris Yavam is Mizana, do we say she becomes Asura to the Yavam? So that's what the Machlokas is. Nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. That's what the Machlokes is about, Yivam Ahari Ke'eshes Ish, or not. Let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about this line. V'i Nami, or, what's the Machlokes about? B'Kiddushin Tovs and B'Yivam Ke'Miflagi. Maybe the Machlokes is whether this Tfisa's Kiddushin if she marries out, if she marries somebody else. Yivam Lishuk. What's the machlokas? The Rav Amar Harihi Ke'eshes Ish V'lo Tafsi B'Kiddushin. We had that Shita already. Rav says if she tries to marry out, there's no Tfisa's Kiddushin. Special din. Lotia Bahavaya, even though it's Chayvi Lavin, not Chayvi Krisus, but it's no Tfisa's Kiddushin. But Shmuel Amrein Ke'eshes Ish, Shmuel says no, she's not like an Ashes Ish. She's not like fully married with Tafsi B'Kiddushin. So if any of these suggestions are the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel here, then again, there's no problem, there's no stira with Shmuel's statement of the halachas like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, because the two have nothing to do with each other. No, didn't we have this machlokas then? About Tfisa's Kedushin or not, we had it. If you remember, we had it on the top of Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. We already had the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Minayin she'en Kedushin tofsin bi'yavama. And Rav says, no, and Shmuel says, I'm not sure. So we have that already. So the Gemara says, Chadim Echlal Techaver to Itmar. You're right, only one of them was stated, and then Talmidim extended it and formulated it again. Okay. 2 points. Number one, we've had a number of times already. We should have spoken about this before, but it's about time on the 95th daf in Meseches Yavamis. Why is a Shomeres Yavam called a Shomeres Yavam? What's she guarding? She's a Zakuka, Zakuk, she's connected to. But what do you mean? What's the language we always call it? The right here in the fourth line, Shomeres Yavam Shadzinsa. Why is she called a Shomeres Yavam? So if you look in Rashi, Maseches Sota, on Yud Chesam Abeis, Rashi quotes. What pasuk would you think Rashi would quote? Rashi says, there's Shomeres Yavam, Mitzape Umamtenes LiYavam Sheyimena. She is waiting and expecting and hoping for the Yavam to do Yivam. Kimo V'Aviv Shamaris HaDavar. According to the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, after Yosef tells over the dreams to the brothers, v'shaviv shamar sadavar. What does Rashi quote there? Yosef u'mitzapeh masayavo. Right? He's waiting expectantly, when are these going to come true? Because Yaakov also realized that it was a form of a nevuah. That's what Rashi says. V'aviv shamar sadavar. So a shomeres, she's not shomeres chalitza. She's a shomeres chavutz, shomeres yavam. She's waiting for that because that's what she is hoping will occur. Who else uses this pasuk? The Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim has, we mentioned this many years ago, Arachayim HaKadosh quotes in Parshas Kisisa on the pasuk of Vishamru V'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. We say it every Shabbos morning. So what is the Arachayim HaKadosh says, what does Vishamru mean? So Parshas means guard Shabbos. Don't do the Losah says. Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibarecho Nemru. Right? Shomer is the source for all Losah says, the Hekesh with Zachar, why women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. But the Arachayim HaKadosh says, on another level of interpretation, Vishamru Od Yirtze Al Derech Omro V'Aviv Shamaras HaDavar Pirish Mamtinu Mitzapim Masayavo. What does that mean? Shabbos, just like the woman's waiting for Yibam, just like Yaakov waited for the dreams, we wait for Shabbos. V'kavana bazeh litzavos, shelo yeh haShabbos bidvar Torah, litzad minias meleches haratzon u'mitzo hachefetz. Shabbos shouldn't be looked at as a day of tircha, we can't do what we want to do. Elatrichin lismoach bo b'shlemus haratzon, v'chefetz bedavar, v'tamid yeh mamtein u'mitzapeh masayavo, and constantly wait. The Omro Lazos is a Shabbos. L'shola Kavana Bechevetz Mitzvah Shabbos L'Mergoa Haguf U'lo Oneg Asher Yis'aneg Aval Etzad Asos Mitzvah Shabbos. It's Lazos. You got to do something to create Shabbos. And that's what it means. We have to love Shabbos so much that we can't wait till it comes. That's V'shamru the whole week. Yoshiva Mitzvah Masayava, right? Like the Ramban writes. So the whole week we're preparing for Shabbos. Every day we say the Yom, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos. Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, part of the mitzvah of Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kancho. The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Beitza discusses Shammai and Hillel prepared for Shabbos in different ways, but they both prepared the whole week, right? Either one of them said, oh, they found something great for Shabbos. Oh, I'm not going to take this because Hashem's going to make sure I find something even better for Shabbos. And the other day, which we paskin, is that no, you find something nice, you put it away. We're not on that other level of bitachon. You put it away and you save it for Shabbos. But that is related. And if you're besimcha, so then it is obvious that you are going to look forward to Shabbos the whole time. Right? If you look in Kol Makadesh, even in the Zemra of Kol Makadesh, we say, Oavei HaShabbos HaMachakim, forgot the exact lashon, B'vinei HaMa'achrim LaTeis Ben HaShabbos U'Mamarim Lavo. Right, but that said, right after Oh, the ones who love Shabbos. If you love Shabbos, so then you're going to bring it in early and you can end it late. Right? That's a reflection. Just like Vishom Rebidei Yisrael on Shabbos. You look forward to Shabbos. Right, that's if you're an Oav Shabbos, then it's going to be exciting. You're going to start it as early as possible. So that's what Rav Asher Weitz writes in his Zmirah Sefer on Kol Mekadesh, that the Avas Shabbos is reflected by how we keep Shabbos. That's number one, Shomeres Yavam. Number one. Number two, the other point is the Svara. So what's the Svara for Rav Hamnuna? We've had this a number of times already. Svara for Rav Hamnuna of Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa. Why is the Shomeres Yavam that's Mezane Asur to the Yavam? So Tosva says, there in Sota, Yud Chasam Abbas, top Tosvas. Tosva says, Afilu L'Rabbanan. Even not according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, Kiddushin Aron Tofsin B'Chayv Yilavin. Even according to the Rabbanan, to Amri, Kiddushin Tofsin B'Chayv Yilavin, Upligi Adi Rabbi Akiva, Hachamoda. Says Tosvos, here they could agree, the Rabbanan could agree to Rav Hamnuna. Kid to Amar B'Isha Rabba. As he quotes our Gemara, he says, "Lotia esa shamei sachutz lizar, lotia ba havaya lizar, alma dekra mashvi lo kerva." You see, the pasuk considers her like an erva. By that drasha, lotia esa shamei sachutz liz lotia ba havaya. Lo tafsi ba kedushin mishum da agida be vahaviye ka arusaso shezinsa. Take the comparison very seriously, says Tosfos. Even according to the Rabbanan, against Rabbi Akiva, because there's a limud here that Rav holds, there's no tfisas kiddushin in this case, so it's compared to an erva, and it's like an eshes eshes insa, basically. And therefore, that's the svara for Rav Hamnuna. The Ritva, you know, doesn't focus on the e-tfisas kiddushin element, even if there is tfisas kiddushin, the Ritva's lashon is, well, the yavam is b'makam bal. In some way. And even if there is Visas Kiddushin, we could still have connections and parallels between Arusa and marriage. Okay. Next Mishnah, last Mishnah, second, not the last Mishnah, but the last section of Mishnayos in this parak. So we have this Mishnah quoted once before in the Masechta. So here we go. Amrulo, Mesa Ishtacha. So they say to a man, your wife died. Your wife died, Rachmana Litzlan, but Nasa Achosa Me'avia. So he marries her paternal sister. Paternal sister, he's allowed to if she's dead. Paternal sister. Mesa, and then he hears that this woman dies. V'nasa Achosa Me'ima. So he marries this woman's maternal sister. Mesa V'nasa Achosa Me'avia. Mesa V'nasa Achosa Me'ima. So he marries five women. Each one of them is first paternal sister, maternal sister, paternal, maternal. So 1, 3, and 5 are related, 2 and 4 are related. And then what happens? V'nimsu kuvan kayamos. It comes out all the reports were wrong. Right? So the question is now, what's the halacha? So mutter barishona ubishlishis ubechamishis. So he is mutter. He could go back to the first wife, because that was his original wife. That's the Mishnah we had, the previous Mishnah. A man's wife goes to Medina Sayyam and comes back, he can go back to her. And he's allowed to go back to 3 and 5. Because 3 was only asur because of 2, but 2 now is no longer a marriage. So it's basically considered anus onsen. And we're going to have the first mission of the next parak. That's you're allowed to marry a relative of that type of individual. Right? The first mission, if you look on Tamar's daf, notes in alha anusa v'yal hamafuta. If a person is mefater, ma'anis a woman, then he's allowed, that doesn't create an isser of krovim, isser of krovos. So here too, it is a mutter to go back to those women. Mutter, barishona, ubishlishis, ubachamishis, who are not, related. That's a group. Upotros, I misspoke before, they're not related. Upotros, sarosehen. And they pater, this, 1, 3, and 5 are bona fide marriages. And therefore, if the husband would die now, and this woman does, Yibam or Chalitza, that would pater the tsaris, the co-wives, because this is a serious marriage. The Aser b'shiru b'rvias, but wife 2 and 4 are now Aser. Because if he's really married to wife 1, so then wife 2 is off limits. If he's really, really married to wife 3, so then wife 4 is off limits. So that's why 2 and 4 are out. The ain b'yas achas v'in poteret tsarasa. And therefore, if you do Yibam or Chalitza to one of these wives, it's meaningless, because there's no marriage to number 2 and number 4. Part 1. And next, v'imba ala shniel achar misa zarishona. What happened if the first report was true? Wife number one died. And everything else is wrong. So now, he's married to wife 2. So wife 2 and 4 are not related, and therefore, he's going to be mutter with those. Mutter b'shnia u'birevias. So mutter b'shnia, that's his real wife now, and b'revias, who is not related. Upotro sarosayen. And though that's a real Zika, the Aser B'Shlish is B'Chamishis. He's Aser to wife 3 because he's married to wife 2. He's Aser to wife 5 because he's married to wife 4. And therefore, Ve'en B'Yas Achas B'Yan Poteres Tsa Rasa. And wife 3 and 5 are not really wives, and therefore, Yibam or Chalitza to one of them would not work. Tosfos points out, not here, Tosfos we had earlier, the Gemara could have also just given a case of 3 women. Why do you have to give the case of 5? Right? It's the same exact halacha. If you only have 3 women, you could say wife 1 and 2, 1 and 3 go together. That's what I meant to say before, not that they're related, but they go together, same halacha. 1 and 3 and wife 2. So Tosfos says, well, you might have thought that it's such a bilbul here, such an earbul, just say everybody's usher. Right? It's just, it's opening up the situation for trouble. Tosfos says, Nun Dalit Amid Beis, earlier in the Masechta. Tosfos says, Bitlasa Havisagi. Really, 3 would have been enough for this Mishnah. Ella Kamash Malon, Diafalpi, Sheyesh Irbuv, Shekol Chameshton, Shal Shelas Achba. They're all related. Paternal, maternal, paternal, maternal. Vitzarech Lahotzi Ha'asuros, Lo Gazrinan Hanach, the Sharinan Atu Hanach, the Asiran. You might have thought that just say everybody's Asir, but it's very confusing. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Okay, next, says the Gemara, second half of the Mishnah. Ben Teisha, Shonim V'yom Echad. If you have a 9-year-old boy, as we've said in the Masechta already, a 9-year-old boy is a katan, as we'll talk about B'Shem Moran Amid Beis, he can't get married midaraisa. A katana could get married midaraisa with her father, or Raki Dushe Ketana, but a katan cannot get married daraisa. We'll talk about why that is, B'Shem later, but he's Roy Labia. So, Yibum could take place, even though regular marriage cannot take place. Because Hashem kind of did half the job already. He created the Zika. As we've said earlier, Mishamayim hiknu lo. So that's why a katan could do it. Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, who posel al yidei achin, he could pasel al yidei achin. Meaning, if the 9-year-old does Yibum, so the other brothers can no longer do Yibum. They're nifsal. V'ha achin poselin al yado. And the brothers, when they do it, they pasel him. Right? It works in both directions. Ella, the only difference is, Ella hu posel tchila. He posels if he does it first. Mashma, if he does bia before any of the other brothers do anything, then he ruins it for them. But let's say the other brothers would do yibam and then he would live with a yivama, that wouldn't cause any problems. Sounds like from the Mishnah. Hu posel tchila, he only posels if he's first. V'ya'achin poselin tchila basof. But the Achron apostle both. Ketzad, so the Mishnah explicates, Benteisha shanav yom echad shabal yevimto, pasal ayde achin, the 9-year-old who does yibum, so the other brothers are now nifsal from doing yibum. Ba'u aleha achin, if the brothers would then, even after he does yibum, va'asu ba'mamar, if the brothers would be boel afterwards, or they would be give a maimer. V'nas nuget, ocholzu, they would do anything. Postal Nalyado, that would ruin the previous marriage. Why? Because the Bias Katan is not a complete Kenyan. It's not a complete Kenyan. Therefore, it still leaves room to become problematic if the other brothers do something. Right? If one of the other brothers does Yibam, it's finished. The woman's married. And therefore, anything afterwards wouldn't possible. Period. There is a major machlokas we've shown him here. The one source, the most important source right here, is the Ramban. This Ramban, Tzadi Vava Ben Aleph, the Ramban in Yevamos, is quoted whenever this sugya comes up, based on Kiddushin Yutes, and here, when the Mishnah says, and the Gemara refers to, that a katan who's royal abiyah could do Yibam. So is that a Yibam Daraisa? Or not? How is that recognized? So again, as we said, a katan can't get married mi Daraisa. Can he do Yibam Daraisa? So it sounds like from the Gemara is going to compare Bias Katan to Maimer Gadol. That's what the Gemara is going to do, which makes it sound like that it's Durabanan. Because we don't paskin like Beis Shammai and like those other the Shittas of the Tanoim. We paskin like Maimer is Durabanan. So if Maimer is Durabanan, so asks the Ramban, or the Ramban points out, Pashtus Bias Katan is Durabanan. But the Ramban quotes 3 different opinions. First, the Ramban says that the Pashtus is that it's all Durabanan. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara, and that's what Rashi sounds like here. Rashi here, not an Amud Aleph, but Rashi on Amud Beis, sounds like it's totally Durabanan. Rashi's Lashon on the Amud Beis. The Ein Kinyan Katan Klum, the Yavama, holds the Kukale Shavua Rabbanan Kemaimar. Sounds like it's all Durabanan, says the Ramban. The problem is, Ve'ena Mechuvar, because you look at other Gemaras, it sounds like the Rabbanon, when you know what that Lashon means, that the Rabbanon made it like Maimar. It sounds like Midoraisa, it should be full, and the Rabbanon minimized the power. Not that it should be zero, and the Rabbanon gave it some power to be at least the Rabbanon. No. It's not like, oh, it's a regular marriage of zero, and the Rabbanon make this into half a marriage. They pump it up. The Ramban says, no, it sounds like from other Gemaras, that really on a Daraisa level, it should be full. And the Rabbanon knocked it down, because a regular marriage is nothing, so therefore this shouldn't be total. Sha'av obisha min ha-Torah kana, chachamim gar obi'aso, va'asa'u kemaymar, umidivrei yameina ocheles. So he says, sound like, so says the Ramban, it sounds like from Rashi and others that it's all Darabanan, but sounds like from other Gemaras that it should be Daraisa. And by the way, Rashi and Kiddushin Daf Yates says it's Daraisa. Hard to put together the two Rashis. But then the Ramban says, I like a middle opinion. Says the Ramban, Ella hachra shlishis yishlonu lahachriya. Chutz mishtei asfaris al Rashi zal. I like a third opinion, meaning it's Daraisa for certain halachos and not for other halachos. Midoraisa, says the Ramban, kana osal lachal davar shel yibum. Halachic nafkamin is related to yibum. It is doraisa. Avo midivrayem asu osal kemamer lagamre. And outside of yibum, it should be nothing. And the Rabbanim pumped it up and gave it the halachas of Maimar. What are halachas of yibum? What's not? You can look at the continuation of the Ramban. But the Ramban tries to have a pshara, a compromise approach in the middle. Not that it's fully daraisa, not that it's fully drabanan. It's drabanan for some halachas and not for other halachas. But it's the Ramban right here on the Mishnah. Viter says the Gemara, atu kulu. So now, we already explained it, but now the Gemara is going to ask it and then explain it this way. The middle of the Mishnah said, if he's Boel, the second wife, after the first one dies, so then 2 and 4 are okay, 1, 3, and 5 are off. Atu kulu lavachar misas rishonin inu. What do you mean? All the marriages were after this supposed death of the first one. Rav Sheshi says, no, lachar misas rishona vadai. No, it means if the first one for sure died. Meaning that report was true and the other ones were false. So then 2 and 4 are mutter, 1, 3, and 5 are usser. Ben teisha shanim v'chulu. So says the Mishnah, ben teisha shanav yom echad chila pasil, basof lo pasil. The Mishnah said that a 9-year-old's bia would only pasil b'tchila, not basof. Remember, that was the contrast to the other brothers would pasil always. But one second, v'hatani rav zvid amar bar rabbi oshia. Ha'os emaymar b'yavimto. Somebody does maymar, v'akach ba'achiv shu ben teisha shanav yom echad aleha pasla. Question mark. Look, bias bentes pasels, even if it's not at the beginning. Even if Reuven, a gadol brother, does maimar, and then, if he does yibam, nothing to talk about. But if he does maimar, and then his 9-year-old brother does bia, so it does have an effect. How can the Mishnah say it doesn't have an effect by sof? Amri answers the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Bia pasel afilu basof. His bia pasels, even basof. Maimar, the maimar of a 9-year-old, tchila pasul besof lo pasul. That's what the Mishnah means. Says the Gemara, but one second, ubiya filu besof pasul. His bia does pasul if it's not at the beginning. V'haktani, but the language of the Mishnah says, ela shehu pasul tchila, vein tchilin vasof, keitzad v'tishan v'yomechad shebol yavimto v'chulu. The language of the Mishnah is talking about bia, and that the bia of the 9-year-old has a distinction tchila vasof. So the Gemara says chisurei mechsara v'hachi katani. Our understanding is missing something, and therefore this is how we should understand the Mishnah. Ben teisha shanav yom echad hu posel tchila v'hein posel tchila vasof. There's a difference between a 9-year-old and a gadol. A 9-year-old only passels at the beginning of the process, and everyone else the gadolim tchila vasof. Ba'med dvar ma'murim b'maymar. The difference is by maimar, meaning a 9-year-old's maimar, there's a distinction between doing that first or doing that later. Avol bia poselas afilo basof. But a 9-year-old's bia would pasel even after the action of the older brothers. Keitzad, ben tesha nav yomecha shabo yevimto pasel al yidei achin, period. So therefore, add in a couple of words and everything works out. Says the Gemara, umi islay maimar klal al yidei achin. One second, does a katan have maimar at all? Could a katan do maimar? V'atanya, ben tesha nav yom echad hu posel b'davar echad. V'yachin posel al yodabar ba'dvarim. There's only one thing a 9-year-old could do, says the Braisa. Hu posel al yidei achin b'bia. That's significant. V'yo'achin poslin al yado b'biyo b'maymar b'geru b'chalitza. Question mark. So how could we interpret the Mishnah as saying, well, a 9-year-old's maymar b'tchila has an effect, but sof doesn't have an effect. He can't do maymar, period. His maymar never has an effect, says the Braisa. And the Gemara says, no, not true. Don't take the Braisa literally. Really, maymar does have an effect. Why is maymar left out of the Braisa? Bia de pasla bein betchila bein basof psikale. His bia which pasles always. So that's what it mentions in the Braisa. Maymar de betchila pasle basof lo pasle lo psikale. But maymar, his maymar which only pasles at certain times under certain conditions. So the Braisa leaves out that case. And it marnami, we also have another Braisa, that another statement of the Amoraim that proved that he has maymar, that a cut on a 9-year-old. Does Rabbanan did enact that his mimer should have some effect? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yesh lo get. Shmuel says that the get of a 9-year-old has an effect. V'chein Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi, Yesh lo mimer. There it is. Tani Nami Hachi, and there's a Braisa. Yesh lo get, v'yesh lo mimer, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Just finishing up, then we'll make some comments. V'sav Rebbe Meir, Yesh lo get. Really, Meir holds that a katan's get is also effective? V'yotanya. But didn't we say, here's the line the Ramban spoke about. Asu bias ben tes kemaymar begadol. We treat the bia of a 9-year-old like a maymar of a gadol. That was the Rabban's kasha. That sounds like the Rabbanan, or not. Rabbi Meir Omer, asu chalitzas ben tesha keget begadol. Rabbi Meir says we treat the chalitza of a 9-year-old like the get of a gadol. Both the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara one second, Vim Isa, and if it's true that a 9-year-old also could give a get, so why does it compare the chalitza of a 9-year-old to the get of a gadol? Just compare the chalitza of a 9-year-old to the get of a 9-year-old. Listen, kegito, right? If he has a power to give a get also, and it's halachically significant, so why do you compare it to his own get? So answers the Gemara, Amar Afuna Breder of Yeshua, Islay Vizutar. His get does have an effect, but it's less effective than a get of a gadol. And that's why the Gemara compares the chalitza of a katan to the get of a gadol, because those are comparable. The get of a katan is less powerful. Rashi explains how. Last line, L'Rebbe Gamliel de Amar ein get achar get. And the Gemara itself explains it. The Rashi expands on this. According to Rebbe Gamliel, who said back in the fifth parak, this once one brother gives a get, this next get is meaningless. Hanimili be gadol achar gadol ve katan achar katan. Aval gadol achar katan. Mahani. Rabbi Gamliel would say a gadol after a katan's get works because a katan's get is very, very low significance. L'Rabbanan ta'amri yesh get achar get. Hanimili b'gadol achar gadol b'katan achar katan. Ava b'katan achar gadol lo mahani. So you see, the get of a 9-year-old was given rabbinically less significance than the get of a gadol. Again, this gemara is one of the gemaras in Shas that talk about the significance of the act of a katan. To Rabbanan, do we give it significance or not? There are other Gemaras, just to quote one other context. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma. What happens if a katan, something that comes up more oftenly, a katan damages something? Right? So, is he chayiv? You have a 10-year-old in school that breaks something in school. So are the parents responsible? Is the shah responsible? Not in terms of, you know, should the parents pay? Should the shah pay? Okay, fine, they should. But halachically, says the Gemara, Bava Kamma tzadiches. There's a line the Gemara says, in the context of Garmi, which we spoke about a couple of days ago, Havi Uvda, there was a story, the Kafye Rafram L'Rav Ashi. Rafram forced Rav Ashi. Very unclear in the Gemara, what's it talking about? Rafram forced Rav Ashi to do something. What did he force him to do? Rashi there. Shesaraf Shtar Chavero B'Yalduso. Right, Rav Ashi was a little naughty boy, it seems like, here in this case. He burned his friend's shtar when he was a kid. So Rafra made Rav Ashi pay. Right, when he was a kid, he made him pay. Va'agvi beki kshur l'tzalma. That's the Gemara. Sounds like, oh, a katan is chaya. This Gemara is quoted by everyone in the context of Mais Avera. If you look in the Agos Ashri in the 8th parak in Baba Kama, Katan chayiv l'shalem kishe yagdil v'chein pirish Rashi beperek hagozel eitzim derafram for kafi rafram l'ravashi sorav pashtar chavir b'yalduso v'agvei, he quotes it from the Arzarua v'chein mashma. Another gemara is that a child's act when they are a child is halachically significant, and the Rama quotes this. The Rama in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rama says in Hilchas Shabbos shin mem gimel katan shehikes aviv. If a child hits their father, child is mad, hits his father. Oh, avar shara averis bekatnuso. Or he violated other averis when he was a child. Afal pi she'eino tzarech tshuva kishe yigdal. Even though me'ikir hadini does not require tshuva. He was a child. It was a lav bar chiyuva. Right? It's still on the father. Right? It's funny. You can hit your father and you get the avera. And the father gets the avera until baruch shem tarati. Right? He violated keeping of an aim, but it's the father. So, even though he doesn't require tshuva, officially, mikol makom, tovlo, sheyekabal al atzmo, he's a dover, l'tshuva ulechapara, afal pi she'aver kodem shenasa baronshin. Even though it is a good idea. Good idea, right? Still, he should be involved. So again, a ma'isa avera v'katan is an important, is it called a ma'isa avera with a p'tur onshin? Is it not called a ma'isa avera? For some of these sources, it sounds like it is called a ma'isa avera. The Gilyon Marshan Yoredeya, in Hilchas Kibud Avaim, the last line of Yoredeya, in Reish Mem, in Yoredeya, he also talks about a couple of nafkaminas related to this context. Let me just find it quickly. In Reish Mem, Reish Mem is the siman, of course, of Kibud Avaim. So at the beginning of Reish Mem, the Gilyon Marsha, or Shlomo Eger, the Marsha in the back is not the same as the Gilyon Marsha. So there he says, Katan Sheikah Avibiel Duso Tovle Sheikah Balasmi is a Dabar Lechuvah. He quotes the Ramah. And then he quotes, Matsinu Onesh Lekatan. And sometimes you even find an Onesh for a Katan. Biba Al Shivcha Charufa. Of course, the Rava Magin. A case of Shivcha Charufa, special Gzeres HaKatan case, that even a Katan might get Malkus in that case. And then he says, look elsewhere, he says, L'shalim Kishayagdil, he quotes that Rashi, look at the Tosfos Yontif in Trumos, could a Katan be Mafis Trumos and Maestris? Again, there's a lot of different halachas, even though a Katan's action is not always recognized, but once in a while, it is. Weiter.
Is this a matter of Chinuch?
Not a matter of chinuch, in terms of whether this is halachically called a ma'isa avera. For sure chinuch. Chinuch for sure, you should be mechanech and make the child pay possibly, but in terms of me'ikir adin, is his ma'isa avera a mechayeves? That's the shaila. Okay, next Mishnah. Ben Teshan of Yom Echad, once we're on the topic of nine-year-olds, Ben Teshan of Yom Echad Shabal Yevimto, V'yachar kach bal le'achiv shu Ben Teshan of Yom Echad. So one nine-year-old brother and then another nine-year-old brother. Let's say there were twin brothers. Post al yado. Each one of them ruins it for the other one. Why? Because each one is kone b'miksas, and therefore now she's also to both, because she's connected to two. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Lo posel, does not posel. As we've had before, but we'll say it again, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's either all or nothing. It's either all or nothing. So if the first one was bal, say the first one, she'd go back to the first one, because the first one did everything. And if the first one did everything, the second one did nothing. If the first one did nothing, the second one also did nothing. So either way, eino posel. Rashi points out here, it must be that the Bia Shnia was a shkaga, was a shogeg, because if it was mazid, then Kaimalon, we pass can be also Bia, and then she's killed for it. But either way, that is Rashi's detail. The Ubent, next case. Ben Teshan of Yomecha Shabal Yavim Tovakach Baal Tsarasa. Right, a 9-year-old is boiled one Yavama, and then the Tsara. Posel Ali De Atzmo, so again, he posels, because each one is Nikneb Mixas. Rav Shimon Omar Lo Posel, again, Rav Shimon says not posel, because Rav Shimon holds Suffik Kana, Suffik Lo Kana. But he doesn't say Kana B'Mixas like the Tanakama holds. Tanya Omar Lem Rav Shimon L'Chachamim. Rav Shimon says, as we just explained, Im Bia Rishona Bia, Bia Shnia Eina Bia. Right, if the first one is good, the second one's nothing. And if the first one's nothing, the second one's nothing. Meaning it's all or nothing. So it does not cause problems. And Masnisan Deloka Ben Azai, the Mishnah against Ben Azai, the Tanya, who said earlier, Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer, Achar Maimer, Bishne Yavim, V'Yavama Achas. Maimer works after Maimer, which we consider Bia's Pentest like a Maimer, as we just said on the bottom of the previous Amud. This Bia, Achar Bia, it could be significant with two boys and one Yavama, Ve'ein Maimer, Achar Maimer, B'shte Yavamas, V'yavam Echad. But it doesn't work by two Yavamas and one Yavam, right? And that the safe of our Mishnah was against that. Remember, we had Ben Azai, the most famous line about Ben Azai and all the Shas, right? We had earlier, if you remember, on Daf Sama Gimel, where Ben Azai says, sorry, I can't get married. Can't get married, can't fulfill the Mishnah Puravu. Ma'asa nafshi chashka b'Torah. Right? My soul desires to learn Torah. I don't have time to build a family. That was Ben Azai. He was Ba'ones, Rabbi Chanan said there. Maybe he, Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you remember, discussed maybe his Torah was considered his fulfillment of Puravu. Amazing Shita. But anyway, that was Ben Azai. Next, Mishnah. Ben Teisha Shonim V'yom Echad Shabal Yevimto V'meis. So what happens to a 9-year-old? Does Yibum and then he dies? So, miksas nikne. So, choles is lo masiyah b'emes. So, there's another brother now. That other brother cannot do yibam. Why? Because this woman is suffik coming from two brothers. If you remember, we had earlier cases. Misha ala zikas one yavam and not two. Nasa isha v'meis. If a 9-year-old marries a woman, he can't really marry a woman. But if he tries to marry a woman and dies, hare zu p'tura. That woman is pater because it wasn't a marriage. Tosva says, there was no nisuin. Tosas points out there's no concept of nisuin for a katan. So therefore, there's just totally pater. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's start with Rashi. Harezu Ptura, bottom left. Rashi says viafagab to bia so bia kiddush of einan kiddushin. Right. Even though a katan could do a maisa bia, he can't do a maisa kiddushin. The ein kinyan katan klum. This is what the Rashi we referred to before. And the kinyan katan can't do anything. Actually, Avishnei Cyrus, I will be a vama. Hov is a kukalish of your Rabbanu Kamaimer. Okay, in the context of Yibun, the Rabbanu gave it a status. But otherwise, a regular marriage, it is nothing. Okay, well, let's just continue more, and then we'll see if there's time. We got what to talk about on that line. Betesha shanim v'yom echad shabal yevimto, a 9-year-old that does Yibum. Umishe higdil nasa isha acheres v'meis. And then, when he became a gadol, he married another wife. And then he died. So, im lo yadas harishonim misha higdil, if he never was with the original wife. He never was born the original wife once he became a gadol, so that first wife he's only related to, married to midrabanan. The other wife he's married to midaraisa, so harishona choleses v'lo misya bemes. That woman, from the katan age, needs chalitza, right, because it's safik. Safik can be mixas, vashniya, o choleses v'lo misya bemes. But the second woman can do either or. Because either it was a tsara, or it was not related. Rabbi Shimon Omer miyabim le'eze sheyirtza v'choles l'shniya. You could choose, Rabbi Shimon says. You could do even to either one. Because it's all or nothing. If it's all, then this is your real yavama. V'choles l'shniya and do chalitza to the second one. And the Mishnah adds on, echad shu ben teshana v'yom echad, v'echad shu ben esrim shlohei v'shtei sairis. Right? A saris and a 9-year-old is the same thing. Omar Rava, Hadam Rabbanan, Zika Shnei Yevim Michlatz Chalza, Yivumi Lo Miyama, that which we referred to earlier in the Masechta, and it appears again here. A woman who's coming from two Yavams requires Chalitza and not Yibam, but she doesn't get off free. She requires Chalitza. Lo Tema, you know what you learn from our Mishnah? Lo Tema Hecha Di'ika Tzara, Di'ika L'Migzar Mishum Tzara. Not only does this halacha apply if there's another wife, like the cases earlier in the Masechta, where you might make a Gzeira Mishum Tzara, that you shouldn't be able to do Yibam, to Ha'acha Leka Tzara. And here, there is no Tzara, and yet, Michlatz Chalitza Livim L'Yom Yama. Meaning, this Mishnah teaches us that halacha of a woman who's misupik, possibly coming from two different yavams, applies when there are co-wives or where there are not co-wives. Period. Nasa isha v'meis chulu. If a katan marries a woman, then nothing. It's not a marriage. Tani nala d'tan rabbanon. This is similar to this brisa. Shote v'katan shen nas uva mesu nishoseyan paturas b'nachalitza b'nayivam. Nothing to talk about. Right? There's not a marriage. Ben teisha v'chulu. Misha higdil v'chulu. Right? When he gets older, if he lived with his original wife, so then what's the halacha? If he was with the original wife, the Mishnah said. Again, which we say first, im lo yad, if he wasn't with the original wife, so then the first one has chalitza, and the second one could have either or. And Rabbi Shimon says, you could do yibam to either or. So says the Gemara, v'yasu bias bentesh kemamar begadol. But what do you mean? The bia of a bentesh should be like maimar, as we've said, and what the Mishnah say back on daf lamed aleph, Rashi helps us, reminds us, v'titchetzer miyibam. You shouldn't be able to do yibam in that case. You have to chalitza to both of them. These are suffolk that they're tsaris. Suffolk, they're coming from two, right? If you have a woman who's suffolk coming from two husbands, that should be doche the tsara, not to be able to do yibum. Amarav, lo asu bias bentes kemaimer begadol. They didn't say that for all halachos. Ushmuel amar, asu viasu. Yes, they did. Vchenem Rabbi Yochanan asu viasu. Says the Gemara, viasu. So then go all the way and say they made it like a Maimar, and therefore Yibam would not be allowed. Why in our Mishnah does it say do Chalitza to the first and then you could do Yibam to the second? Tanoihi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Hach Tana Darba Achin. The earlier Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph, Gazar Mishum Tzara, V'yashminan Begada Bu'adin Bekatan. There we made a Gzera. The Tzara, you're not allowed to do Yibim too, because she's Safik coming from two husbands. So just like there, you have to do Chalitza, not Yibim. So too by the other wife, V'hai Da'amar Gadol. And why does there, it only mentions Gadol and not Katan? Mishum Begada Koi, because the context there is talking about Gdolim there. That's why the context is there, but it doesn't make a difference. V'haitan in our Mishnah, Da'acha, Svira Le'asu. They say that no, totally, we make a B.S. Bantas like Maimer Begadol, but V'logaz and Mishum Tzara. But they didn't make the Gzeirah, you're going to get confused, that if a woman who's possibly coming from two husbands, Chalitza there, you might come to do Yibam there. V'ashmina Bekatan, V'odin Begadol. And the context is Katan, the same Allah would apply to a Gadol, V'aytakamar Bekatan, to Bekatan, Kai. Period. So that is the, it's really a machlokes tanaim. Period. Azal. You know what? There's a quick story here. Let's stop for a minute because I wanted to mention another point. And that is, the Mishnah says here, Beferish, a katan can't get married. A katan can try to get married as much as he wants, but out of the context of Yibam, a katan can't get married. So there is a question of the Noda Yehuda that, is discussed by the Achronim. I think we mentioned this once earlier in the Masechta too. No de Behuda, Tinyana, Evan Ezer, Simin Nun, Dalet. Asked the No de Behuda, why can't a katan get married? Why not? We have elsewhere in Halacha where a katan cannot do something, but many Rishonim hold, Das Acheres Makne allows a katan to acquire something daraisa. If a katan finds something on the street from Hefker, he can't be Kona daraisa. Bali Tosfos all over say that if somebody sells it to a katan, gives it to a katan, that's das acheres makne, that it does work on a daraisa level. And the katan is koneh daraisa. So ask the Noda Behuda, the woman is makne herself, right? Isha niknes. So she is makne herself to the chasan. So why don't we say that the woman, being a gdola, is enough to create the marriage for this katan? That's his shayla. Kashali akolaktanim. Lama lo yuchlu lekadish isha. Chetei mukudeshas afilim midaraisa. Fa'alok shadas acheres makne yesh lo kinyin. So what's the problem? And then he says, if you look, there's a Magen Mishnah that asked this question in Hilchas Mechira, but he's not happy. He's not happy. Why shouldn't a katan be able to get married? So he deals with it a little bit, but the answer that Achronim give is that maybe this isn't a regular haknah. This isn't like a gift, a memkar or matana, dasachar es makne. And they quote, especially according to the Ran in Adaram Daf Lamed, where the Ran says there, what does a woman do? She's not mocking herself. She kind of is mivateles daita, mafkeres atzma. Right? This is something we're going to come back to many times in this Seder, in Adarim, in Kiddushin, in Ksubis, right? That we'll read that Ran inside, not now. That a woman kind of like opens the door and allows the chasan is the active party in marriage. The woman allows it to happen, but that's not a regular das acheres makne, and therefore that wouldn't be strong enough for the marriage to be de oraisa. Okay, that's an important discussion of a katan. If you look also, the Mishnah Lamelech and Gerishin in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel has the possibility. He has the suffix. If a katan's father gives kiddushin to a woman on his behalf, do you say zachel anam shelo b'fanav? So there's, now he quotes some Rishonim to try to back him up, but he brings up that question, which is like the Noda Behuda's question. You know what, let's just take one more minute and just read the beginning of the story. The Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar went, Amar L'shmaitza Be Medrusha. He said this whole discussion in the base Medrush, V'lo Amra Mishpeit Rebbe Yochanan. And he did not say this in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan said four lines up, Azu B'yasu, that they made a Bias Bentes like Maimar. So he said this over, but he didn't quote Rabbi Yochanan. Shav Rabbi Yochanan Ikpid. Rabbi Yochanan got very upset. Why didn't he quote me? Ola Gabi Rami Ravasi. Rami Ravasi went to try to appease him. Omrule lo kachaya maisa b'meisa knesa shal Tveria. Didn't this happen in Tveria once? Binaga shish b'rosha glustera. There was a machlokas about something in Hilchas Shabbos, about a nagar, a lock. Shenechlu gubor ablazav Rabbi Yossi. They were so argumentative. Achikaru sefer Torah. They ripped the Torah in their anger. If they actually ripped the Torah, a Torah got ripped accidentally because they were both angry. So you see what happens when rabbis get angry at each other. So you know what, Rabbi Yochanan, cheer up a little bit. Calm down. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was there. Amar, he says, Tameani. Wow, I wonder. This shul is going to end up being a base avodah zara. Okay, Navas, you see, right, the connection between Ka'as and Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan, why are you so upset? Hadarik Pitfei, Rabbi Yochanan got even more upset. Amar Chavrusa, Nami. He says, over there, they were Chavrusas. This is my Talmud. He's not quoting me. You're making him into my Chavrusa now? So I'm even more upset. So we'll have to stop here. We'll see how he cheers up. So just for a couple of hours now, till tomorrow's daf, Rabbi Yochanan will have to stay upset. Be'ez Hashem, we will show and appease him, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Parsha Shir is up, and also today's Shir, again, this week's Shir, Mal Refuah Shleima Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael.